Florida is what's called a right-to-work state. That means employees cannot be forced to join or contribute money to any union representing them. That's also what the U.S. Supreme Court ruled in a 5-4 decision Wednesday that will affect 22 non-right-to-work states.
This ruling is, you know, really troublesome because what the Supreme Court has done, it's essentially weaponized the First Amendment.
Rich Templin is with Florida's AFL-CIO, which represents multiple unions across Florida, made up of more than a million workers. That includes AFSCME, the union sued in the case. Illinois state worker Mark Janis filed the suit against his union because he disagreed with its positions, felt it was too political, and didn't feel it was right he be forced to pay dues to support something he didn't believe in. While the highest court's decision doesn't affect Florida directly, Templin says it's still an attack on unions as a whole.
Any organization that is a service-centered organization that relies on the on either dues or fees from the people who get those services, if any organization was told, oh, well, you know what, you now have to do that work for free, and you know, I mean, that's devastating. It hurts workers. It hurts their ability to form unions. And probably most pointedly, the reason for this case was to silence unions in the political process.
Still, others see the Janis v. AFSCME ruling as a victory with a good reasoning behind the suit.
It'd be like Walmart compelling you to pay for something you may or may not have wanted to pay. Some choose to want to do that. Some do not.
That's Robert McClure with the free market think tank James Madison Institute, which filed a friend of the court brief to the Janis case.
Public sector unions have, over the years, compelled workers to join the union and pay dues. And if one previous to this ruling did not have a choice in that decision. And unfortunately, many of those unions had begun to use those dollars just for political work to fund campaigns, to bargain with politicians, and then they would fund those same politicians' campaigns. And we just felt like this was a victory for free speech.
The James Madison Institute also helped launch a national awareness campaign called My Pay, My Say surrounding the issue. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.